Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Locked On Wolves Wired Podcast. I can't. That's better. Tim Fakeless in the studio, joined by myself, Zachary Bennett. You can follow Tim on Twitter at TIMFAKLAS. You can follow me at Zachary BD. I did the Twitter handles at the beginning because I've been tweeting a little bit because madness has happened.
This is weird.
When did, First off, Timmy and I are fresh off, like just got out of the car. Road trip lasted 6-7 days. Went Milwaukee Chili Pepper Show, then to the Iowa City Jazz Festival. We're back. We're sick of each other. We're ready to talk about some basketball. Timmy.
What?
How was your trip?
I just don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn obligations.
Chili Peppers were fun, though.
They were. They were. Did you see any jazz, or were you mostly just kind of checking out the layout of the city?
I saw the layout of the city. I was checking out the local talent, checking out the food, stopped for a beverage or two here and there, you know. But it was good. Why don't we structure this show in the order of where we were when we saw stuff happening?
Oh, I like that.
Throughout this free agency, so let's begin. Well, you and I didn't talk about Jimmy Butler. Where were you there?
I was here.
And in this studio.
It was Thursday was draft day, and then I said, is anyone going to pod tonight? And Tom was like, no, I can't. Tom Schreier was at, like, draft day availability waiting for Tibbs.
Oh, yeah. That did happen.
And you were unavailable, and I don't know how to work the damn production board. Otherwise, I would have just come in and done one.
There you go.
I didn't even get to talk about Jimmy Butler because I left for New York the following morning.
Here's your platform.
Well, it's like old news now.
I had to do a pod, the Locked On Wolves pod, in front of a Highlands, a school where you and I may or may not work. And the reception there is very bad.
It's awful.
I was 10 minutes late to my shift, so just so you know, that happened.
That's great. It's old news now. I don't know. It's a good trade.
All right, we'll move on from Jimmy Butler.
It's a good trade.
Where were you when the what was the second big thing? Teague. Where were we? Teague was the next big thing.
Oh, well, we'll back up because there was one other big thing we missed.
All right,
and I were driving from
Milwaukee to Iowa. Iowa City,
so we can start by saying Milwaukee.
It's trash.
Not a great town.
Sorry, Alex.
It's got some – oh, God, Alex –
Add vodka without mods, I think is
without getting into too much detail. Alex saved my life and did not save yours for reasons I don't quite understand.
All right,
but
I don't either. I don't
water
understand.
Is a wonderful thing, and Alex provided me with water.
Alex and the Chili Peppers were the only noteworthy, exciting parts. Oh, and the little hot dog stand.
Oh, that hot dog stand was cool,
and the tiki bar Airbnb.
The Airbnb we stayed at, when the schedule comes out, and we can talk about this later, but I want to go back there and stay at that Airbnb. It felt like,
When
the Wolves play the Bucks.
Yeah.
As you put it, it felt like we were in SpongeBob's house, and I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great Airbnb.
After Milwaukee happened, we were driving to Iowa City to see some jazz, and suddenly, I get a slew of texts on my phone saying, what is this? What's going on? What happened? Are they really doing this? Just ambiguous shit.
Zach, what did the Wolves do?
Yeah. And then I saw a little snippet, because I was driving, and I didn't want to read texts. They were just popping up on my screen. My phone was nearby. One of them, I could see a little snippet of a picture saying, Wolves trade Ricky Rubio something or other.
And this is how you found out.
And then I'm like, Zach, check your phone. I think the Wolves just traded Ricky Rubio.
Because Lord knows I wasn't on my phone scrolling keeping up with the latest Wolves action.
And you were probably napping at this point.
Yeah, that's probably true. Who broke it to you?
Jordan Pirkot.
There you go.
Ex-supermodel.
Because it wasn't
man.
Me, because you know I have to take credit for it if it was me.
No. But you did confirm it. You can say... can confirm report.
I did. And that's probably what I did.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, your following phrase...
Oh, I want to die.
Yeah, there it is.
Because the Wolves were supposedly at the time going to acquire Jeff Teague, and now they have acquired Jeff Teague, and I want to die. Talk me off the ledge,
I feel
Tim.
Better.
Why?
I talked to a Bo Cherney, a Jeff Teague advocate from Atlanta, former writer of, what is it, Hawks Hoop?
Sure.
The old ESPN True Hoop
Whatever
Hawks
the
site.
True Hoop blog was, yeah.
And he pointed
I'm
out...
I'm gobstoppers on air, I don't care.
It's fine. He pointed out to me, Jeff Teague, last year, had a bounce-back year. His last year in Atlanta was his down year where people started to feel down on him. Last year, he was one of five players in the NBA to have at least 15 points a game, 7 assists per game, and have a true shooting percentage of 55, or 555, or whatever it was. The other four, LeBron James, Chris Paul, James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, so he's just like those players.
No. Of course not. But it puts him in good company. It shows that his efficiency and his ability to put baskets in the hole are good. And I even mentioned his defense. And he said his defense, while mediocre, is better with good players around him. We added, I shouldn't say we, the Wolves added another piece today that should help with team defense. Jimmy Butler obviously will help
but
with team
shooting.
Defense. Well, that's one step at a time there. Jeff Teague is a 37 to 40% three-point shooter, with Jimmy Butler and Cat probably being the primary offensive options. He's going to be more spot up. Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins would like a word, yeah.
And Andrew Wiggins, of course.
No, I do admit that.
Bo made me feel better.
Yeah, well, like when – if you think back and you look at the Wolves' offense, the Rubio entry pass and then Rubio goes to a corner and stands there, that's going to be Jeff Teague. That's not a bad player to have shooting those shots.
The only thing that still kind of bugs me about all this is – with all like the after that signing, it was, well, who can they afford now? Can they get Paul Millsap? They ultimately are not, it looks
they
like.
They didn't, they that did not happen. No, and did they meet with Paul Millsap?
Yeah, that is a question that has not been answered.
But did they meet with Teague before they
it sounds like they met with him before they were supposed to? I don't know how they agreed with him so quickly. Regardless, my only beef with the Teague signing,
there's back channels they can do that.
How much worse or how much better does Teague make the Wolves even with his the positive things he brings to this team? And for how much more money is he worth? Because he's making, I think it's $4 million a year more, something like that, maybe three. There would have been more cap flexibility with Ricky. Ricky was already a good point guard. The whole point that I had been making this entire, pretty much since this podcast and since I've been writing about basketball, is whether or not you think Ricky is good, how much better can you get by replacing him with someone that is actually realistic? And that question still remains to be answered. It's going to be answered because Jeff Teague is now the point guard. They're going to be better regardless. My overall analysis of the Butler trade is this makes them a very, I would say, they're likely a playoff team rather than probably, whereas before they were teetering on maybe making an 8 seed if they improve defensively. Butler makes them a playoff team, so they're going to be better regardless, but how much better does Teague make them is my question.
I think you can't separate the two. You have to combine Teague and Gibson together because they're going to be playing on the same team.
I'm talking Teague and Butler. Butler, I feel like Butler's kind of his own thing, personally.
Jimmy Butler. Yeah, you said...
Teague and Butler. Did I say Gibson?
No, you didn't say Gibson at all, which is why I'm so confused.
Because you just said Gibson.
Yeah. So, but if
I'm fine making Teague and Gibson their own thing. I'm saying Butler...
I'm not
by himself.
Butler. I'm
I know, you just
Gibson.
Said Gibson.
Yeah, I know.
That's fine. What you're saying is fine.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, that's how you have to look at it.
But they would have had more cap space had they just kept Ricky is kind of my point.
Exactly.
And maybe would have been able to afford somebody else.
Which is why you have to look at the Gibson move, and it's just 2 years. the Timberwolves are still the Timber Bulls.
Well, that's overhyped, but yeah.
So do they trade Cole Aldrich now or what?
Probably, yeah. They have to. I mean, when I said on the Twitters that, and I should have pulled some team stats up earlier. I said that getting Taj Gibson was great contract wise, because it is 2 years. After that goes up, then that's when Kat and Wiggins, that's when their contracts expire. And I also said it was a great fit. Perfect fit, I think was my exact wording. And people didn't care for that. But the reason I put that was because they were one of the worst defensive teams in the interior last year. Gibson is a good interior defender. And they were the second worst defensive rebounding team in the NBA last year. You can't solve every problem with one signing. I understand that going from Paul Millsap, who's a 3-and-D borderline and former all-star power forward, who would have been absolutely perfect for this team but probably was out of their price range. I wonder if he would have been if they had not traded Rubio and signed Teague. But Gibson fills some holes that needed filling, and shooting can come later.
What was the Wolves' offensive rating last year at the end of the year?
That is a great question. I'm not sure.
I'll look it up because I think that matters.
It does. But my beef...
They were 10th.
That's good.
Well, when you think about...
Adding Jimmy Butler is going to make that go higher,
I would assume. I mean like shooting-wise. Like you didn't have a lot of
shooting is a problem. They don't have any shooter. Their best shooter, they just traded.
But if shooting was a problem, they were the 10th best offensive team. So how big of a problem really is shooting when you can have the 10th best offense last year on...
That's fair.
A team that didn't have a lot of shooters to begin with and wasn't that good.
That's fair. They still need three-point shooting. They just traded their only like reliable three-point shooter, unless you count Kat. Or Jimmy or Wiggins.
I do count Kat.
Or Teague. I mean, they're all like
the best shooter on the team.
That's a problem though. I think.
Is it though? If you're the 10th
don't best? You think they need a couple guys that are out there just to space the floor?
I think if you want to be a Western Conference playoff team, you need to rate in the top 10 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. And the Wolves are already 10th in offensive efficiency.
Now, what were they in defensive? I wonder.
Not good.
Not good. But adding Butler and Gibson helps that quite a bit.
I
still think off the bench they need, well, as every single person on my Twitter timeline today mentioned, they only have two wings. I think Tibbs knows that. I think Tibbs is plenty aware of what his roster looks like.
Are you sure?
Just don't worry.
Who are the wings? Butler and Wiggins, and that's it, right?
Yeah, unless you count Boz, who currently hasn't had his rights renounced, but I feel like that's coming. I'd be surprised if there was interest from either side right now.
That almost certainly confirms that Shabazz is done.
There are guys on the market that can shoot threes.
J.J. Redick? No, he went to... Nope.
He went to Philly. He trusts the process.
I think Wolves Twitter thought it was going to be Redick for a while.
I think Wolves Twitter, and I include myself because I made a prediction yesterday or 2 days ago that didn't come true. I think Wolves Twitter thought they were definitely getting one of Redick or Millsap.
Or Iguodala.
I never thought that, but I think Wolves Twitter thought that.
I wouldn't have minded Iguodala.
He would have been good. Everything he did felt like a leverage play to get back to Golden State, but...
That's what happened.
He signed a 3-year deal to go back there, and he got paid.
So who else is on the market?
One name that Twitter... It's almost weird, because I like him, but like Twitter's really flipping out about him.
I would have been fine with Jermichael Green.
I know you would have. And he would have fit very well. I wonder if that was never... If I'm not mistaken, Doogie said that they reached out to him. The fact that they didn't sign him tells me that he probably didn't want to come here. I don't know.
Well, the argument would be Taj was probably a better player, but
Jermichael can hit the three. That's the big
plus. When you get into the philosophical disagreements. He can play defense, too, and he can play defense on smaller players.
He can. No, I like Jermichael. If I would have had the choice, I would have taken Jermichael personally.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, I think Tibbs is allowed to get one of his guys. I don't count Butler as one of his guys because he's a borderline top 10 player. He's a definite top 20 player.
He definitely molded Butler into what
you're allowed. I don't like Butler's when people are like, oh, Tibbs is getting, that's a beef that I could go on about for a minute, but basically I don't count Butler as this, oh, look at Tibbs just trying to get his old band back together. Getting Jimmy Butler is a good get for any team.
You can at
Taj is fine.
You can at Kent Youngblood if you want.
No, he doesn't follow me, man. He'll just ignore it. I love Ken Youngblood's writing. He's a great writer, great reporter. But well, that's tweet, always bugged me.
How many championships did the old band win?
They did have an MVP on that team.
Do you include assistant coaches, too? Because they're part of the band.
No, coaching staffs go everywhere with their head coaches. What's his name? Who followed Rick Adelman everywhere, that big guy?
David Adelman? I'm kidding.
No, he played in the NBA. Real big guy. Almost Frankenstein looking. Was a really good player.
A big man coach? A guy who went to Toronto? God, what's his name?
You know what I'm talking about.
Jack Sikma?
Sikma, yeah.
Maybe, I don't
people,
know.
People get followed all over the place.
Yeah, it's the band. It's getting back together.
It's pretty common.
So who are the free agent wings available?
The one that Wolves, I kind of got off track. The one that I...
Let's separate them into affordable and not affordable.
Here, I'm going to look up remaining NBA free agents.
My sister's FaceTiming me. I can't pick this up.
All right, here we go.
She's on a boat.
I'm on a boat. All right.
Motherfucking baby, look at me.
Here are some remaining wings that are available.
You have my attention.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
I'm out.
Jonathan Simmons, restricted. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, restricted.
I'm in on him. Throw a bunch of money at Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Do they have a bunch of
money? No, they don't. Which is why they should have got to Michael Green.
Deion Waiters, unrestricted.
Nah, I'm out. Although I'm not saying Tibbs wouldn't try it.
A guy that apparently KFAN said the Wolves were interested in, unrestricted, Rudy Gay.
If it came from Barrero, I believe it, maybe. But I don't. I think they're airtight. I don't think KFAN has anything on
it. My thing is, we don't... I'm not going to go off track, but I'll talk about this after, about how airtight the Wolves can be. Well, the one that Twitter's flipping out about...
I'm fine on Rudy Gay, by the way.
I like Rudy Gay. I don't think they can afford him anymore, but I would have liked him.
What year is it?
Well, God, I think someone on Twitter brought up, like, the hating on Rudy Gay thing is so old at this point. If you still hate Rudy Gay, come on. He's good at basketball.
Good, because I don't have to, no.
CJ Miles, that's the one Twitter... Like, there was an article written about how perfect he'd be off the bench for every team looking to contend.
Well,
3-and-D guy.
He's the only one that hasn't developed a reputation yet at all.
Yeah, he's very quiet.
He's totally coming into his own. Atlanta, right? Or Indy.
Indiana. Andre Roberson, restricted.
He'll probably
defensive guy. I don't think he shoots well,
though. He'll go back to OKC.
Tyreek Evans, unrestricted.
I'm in on that. He might have some injury woes now. I would have been on it 5 years ago.
And finally, unrestricted, Bojan Bogdanovic.
I thought he went to the Kings.
That was Bogdan, if I'm not mistaken.
Either way, I'm fine with both of them. Wait, is this the one that played for the Nets?
Bojan last played for... That's a great question.
Which one are we talking about here?
Bogdan just went to the Kings.
Yeah.
Bojan just played for the Wizards.
Oh, man, I wanted the other one. I wanted the one the Kings got.
Oh, no, he was on the Nets, too. And he shot really well.
Most recently on the Nets?
He played... It looks like he got traded mid-season. We just didn't know that because we're good at our jobs. Yeah, he shot... His last 26 games were with
that now.
His last 26 games were with Washington. He shot 40% from 3, 12.5 points a game.
And that's who just went to Sacktown.
No. Oh, the other one just went to Sacktown.
Let's sign him. Have the Wolves sign him. That's a great sign.
He'd be perfect, actually. Yeah, 6'8", 216 pounds, small forward, shoots the 3, 40%. It's exactly what the Wolves need.
When you do the show write-up to write this for the site, be sure to include that we want him. We want that to be part of the headline.
I'm writing this for the site, huh?
Yeah.
You might be surprised. Well, I don't know if this is going to go up.
It probably won't, much like many others.
Yeah, like the last one I did, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably didn't go up.
Fun. Glad I'm coming here.
Yeah, me too. All right.
What else have we got?
Who's affordable and who isn't?
Rudy Gay is no longer affordable. CJ Miles, I don't even know. I don't know the cap space anymore.
If everybody likes him, he's probably not affordable.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure he's using these articles as leverage to get more money. George Hill's still available. Darren Collison's still available. Derrick Rose is still available. If we're talking point guards, we don't need to talk point guards.
Who's got who on Twitter would have the Wolves cap situation?
Isn't that Keith Smith guy always keeping up with cap space?
I don't know. I'll just send a tweet. I'll just request that someone send me the info. I'll see if I can use my Twitter power. Dead air is great.
Yes.
Someone hit me with Wolves cap info. I gotta add updated.
Good old Twitter. You're gonna get an answer in like 2 seconds, ideally.
I fucking better. Trying to work here. Anywho. We can guess who. I don't think Rudy Gay will be affordable. I need to know the cap space, but I don't think it's a lot.
Here, we can guess. Rudy Gay, no. Deion Waiters, probably not. Caldwell Pope, you'd have to overpay to get him.
Yeah, and I would have been so in on that. I wonder if... Oh, man.
Bojan is restricted. That's the only downside.
You could throw a lot of money at him. Washington probably wants him if they traded for him, knowing he is a restricted free agent.
I would assume you're right. And he played really well for them. There's been nothing about it as far as I know. Jamichael Green still there. Oh, here's the other trick with Jamichael Green. Speaking of being restricted, Jamichael Green is a restricted free agent.
Shouts to Call Me Kelso, who says they have an amount of money they can spend. They're using up most of that amount. It may be different next year. You're welcome.
All right. Well, now that we know that.
Oh, that's so good. You were saying Jermichael Green's still available?
He's restricted free agent.
They probably
that could be a big reason why he's they're not going out. Patrick Patterson's still available. I like him, but they just signed a power forward.
They need wings. Yeah, they're not going to.
God damn it.
They have Cole Aldrich, Gorgie. Did they renounce Jordan Hill already?
Justin Patton. Don't forget about Justin Patton.
Oh, man. If that's the doldrums that we need to reach into.
I don't know. I'm big on Bojan if they can afford him. I like CJ if they can get him.
Poopat said dumpster_on_fire.gif. Oh, the Wolves have no cap space.
That's fun.
Oh, dear. How will we ever sign a two?
They got to get rid of Cole Aldrich first. And then they will.
I'm just going to ask Poopat. He's going to know. Where are we at? What do we make of the other NBA stuff happening? Who went to the Paul George to OKC? What the? Nobody expected this.
I didn't see it coming. It's fun. They're going to be good next year. Paul George fits perfectly with Westbrook, I think. It'll be really funny if Paul George then leaves, but it's not like they gave up.
Well, it'll be funny when both of them go to L.A. Yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be brutal. With Kevin Love.
Yes, it's going. Did he get traded yet?
No. I don't think that's going to happen unless the Knicks really want Kevin Love and the Cavs really want Melo.
Poopat says, your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. So,
sounds about right.
So this is great. Oh, dear. Why has nobody done that math? I mean, I understand people are lazy, but.
I guess we could have.
No, we could have, but I've been in a car and I'm tired. All right, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be back on Wednesday.
Oh, will we?
Yeah, we do two a week now.
Oh, nice.
You don't have to come. I mean, I have to do two a week. 6.5 left, assuming no Baz. Baz.
Oh, I see that. Bench loose.
Yes. So it only took a couple witty banter.
Okay, so then if you get rid of Aldrich, it's what, like 11? 11.5, something
what
like
is,
that?
If his cap hit is what you have.
Cole Aldrich contract, he's making 7.3.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was higher.
So it was like 13. I don't know, they can get something for that.
Maybe. So, geez, I don't know. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for Wednesday's pod.
All right. For Tim Fakeless.
Holy shit.
What? What just happened? Breaking? Da-da-da-da!
Apparently, Sacramento just offered Otto Porter the max.
He's a restricted free agent.
He sure is.
Why didn't you list him earlier? We could have thrown him under.
Because he doesn't count. He's restricted. The Wizard. A couple things. He's restricted. The Wolves were never going to be able to afford him.
That's true.
And that's it. So just
well, what
two
if
reasons.
They didn't have Jimmy Butler or Jeff Teague?
They do.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Oh, God. I'm so tired.
For the Locked On Timberwolves podcast.
I quit. All right.
Tim Fakeless at TAMFAKLIS on Twitter. My name is Zach Bennett. I have Zachary B. So long.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.